may be the off-season for the Carolina Panthers and the UNCC 49ers, but it turns out there's still football in Charlotte. Public safety football. Teams of policemen, firemen, medics, and other emergency responders pad up and play for charity. WFAE's Ben Bradford attended Saturday's game at UNCC and reports it's serious.
The scoreboard at Jerry Richardson Stadium displays blue and red rather than the usual 49ers green and gold. An American flag hangs over the field's back wall, suspended on the crane of a fire truck sitting outside. Pump-up music builds over the stadium's loudspeakers. The crowd waits for the home team to take the field.
Here they are, your 2014 Charlotte Cobra.
More than 60 hulking men wearing full pads and uniforms run out.
This is semi-professional football.
CMPD Sergeant J.D. Furr.
I'm a sergeant in the homicide division, and for the team, I'm a president and GM.
The Charlotte Cobras formed in 2007 and are part of the National Public Safety Football League, entirely made up of active law enforcement, fire, or other emergency responders. The Cobras are 1-1 and face a tough test today. The NYPD is in town.
Six-time National Public Safety League champions.
It's a rematch of last year's championship, which the Cobras lost by a field goal. But first, you need the national anthem, sung by a CMPD detective.
And the Rockets red glare.
And then kickoff. College referees officiate hard-hitting, hard-nosed football with big hits and athletic catches. Players range from Charlotte fireman Kemp Rasmussen, a former Carolina Panthers defensive end.
You know, it's fun. You know, I come out, I still play hard. You know, I don't take it as a joke.
To 25-year CMPD veteran officer Steve Graham.
I'm 48. Still trying to do it.
The team plays four or five games each spring. Coach Eddie Levins, a deputy chief of CMPD, says it's hard to get enough practice.
The guys are committed, but they're all in different shifts. They all work different days and nights, and it's very hard for them to get off.
It's a bit sloppy, but just as competitive as college, says CMPD officer Chris Roseborough, a former NC State safety.
The only difference in this in Division I is the size of the crowd in the stadium.
About 200 sprawl across one section of the 15,000-seat stadium. Many wear Cobras merchandise. Most have a connection to the players.
Our neighbor is a player on the offense.
My husband is on the team.
I work for the fire department and came out to support the home team.
But there are some first-timers, like Jessica Zimmer.
A friend of mine heard about it, actually, just on Facebook, actually. And, got a little kid who likes football, and here we are.
Sponsors provide all the funding, about $80,000 this year, according to the team president. And the money raised from $5 admission tickets and Cobras merchandise goes to various charities. Today, New York shuts down the Cobras running game and scores two touchdowns in the first half, one off a 30-yard interception return. The Cobras rally a bit in the second half, but fall 23-12.
You know, a lot of my NFL teammates, you know, my old teammates, they ask me, like, why are you doing this? And I just tell them it's because I love football. I want to still play. You know, I know the toll it takes on my body and all that.
Rasmussen is sitting out today with a back injury. Players go down throughout the game. Team president Sergeant Furr says they're generally assigned to desk jobs while they recover, but it's a risk that can cost them.
Not only money for health care, but money for, that they could be making on the job, you know. But they do it because they love the game.
When it's over, the teams gather in the middle of the field.
Hey, listen.
The Cobras recognize two fire department players who rushed into a building to help a wounded fireman before the game.
He was the first two guys in there, all right? So when it all comes down to it, we have a rivalry on the field.
The Cobras return to their regular field at Huff High School in Cornelius on May 31st. They play the D.C. Generals at 1 p.m. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.